Section 9. Carrying passengers and cargo. You should avoid carrying passengers or large loads until you have gained a lot of experience riding alone. The extra weight changes the way the motorcycle handles, balances, turns, speeds up, and slows down. And, before taking a passenger or heavy load on the street, practice in a safe, off-road area. Passengers. To carry passengers safely, you must make sure your motorcycle is equipped and adjusted to carry passengers. Instruct the passenger before you start. Adjust your riding technique for the added weight of the passenger. Equipment. To carry passengers, you must have a proper seat. The seat should be large enough to hold both you and your passenger without crowding. You should not sit any further forward than you usually do. Foot pegs. The passenger must have his own set of foot pegs. Without a firm footing, your passenger can fall off and pull you off, too. Protective equipment. Passengers should have the same type protective equipment and clothing recommended for operators. You should also adjust the cycle to handle the extra weight. While your passenger sits on the seat with you, adjust the mirror and headlight to the change in the motorcycle's angle. And it is a good idea to add a few pounds of pressure to the tires if you carry a passenger. Check your owner's manual, then adjust the suspension to handle the additional weight. Instructing passengers. Don't assume the passenger knows what to do, even if he or she is a motorcycle rider. Provide complete instructions before you start. To prepare your passenger for riding, tell him or her to get on the motorcycle after you have started the engine. Sit as far forward as possible without crowding you. Hold firmly to your waist, hips, or belt. Keep both feet on the pegs at all times, even when the motorcycle is stopped. Keep their legs away from the muffler. Stay directly behind you, leaning as you lean. Avoid any unnecessary talk or motion. Also, be sure to tell your passenger to tighten his or her hold when you approach surface problems. Are about to start from a stop. Warn that you are going to make a sudden move. Riding with passengers. Your motorcycle will respond slower with a passenger on board. The heavier your passenger, the longer it will take to slow down, speed up, or make a turn, especially on a light cycle. Here's what you should do to adjust for the difference in handling. Go a little slower, especially when taking curves, corners, or bumps. Start slowing earlier as you approach a stop. Open up a larger cushion of space ahead and to the sides. Wait for larger gaps when you want to cross, enter, or merge with traffic. Remember, you should try to warn your passenger of special conditions ahead, when you will pull out, stop quickly, turn sharply, or ride over a bump. Otherwise, talk as little as possible. When you must talk, turn your head slightly to make yourself understood, but be sure you don't turn your head too far. Never take your eyes off the road ahead. Carrying loads. Most motorcycles are not really designed to carry much cargo. However, small loads can be carried safely if they are positioned and fastened properly. Keep the load low, fasten loads to the seat, or put them in saddlebags. Do not pile loads against a sissy bar or frame on the back of the seat. Placing a load high against a bar or frame raises the cycle's center of gravity and disturbs its balance. Keep the load forward. Place the load over or in front of the rear axle. Tank bags are one way to keep loads forward, however, use caution when loading hard or sharp objects. Mounting loads behind the rear axle can affect how the motorcycle turns and brakes. It can also cause a wobble. Distribute the load evenly. If you have saddlebags, make sure each is loaded with about the same weight. An uneven load can cause the motorcycle to drift to one side. Secure the load. Fasten the load securely with elastic cords, bungee cords. A loose load can catch in the wheel or chain. If that happens, the rear wheel may lock up and skid. Do not use rope as it tends to stretch and knots come loose, permitting the load to shift or fall off. Check the load. Stop and check the load every so often. Make sure it has not worked loose or moved.